We are at Aviation Gateway Park on the fly, and specifically in front of the EA drone cage. And what a fun day. I've kind of been looking forward to that all week. And day three here, still beautiful weather to be out roaming around the AirVenture grounds. And co-hosting with me today is our beloved EA Radio, Jim Gray.
Hello.
Hello. So Jim Gray knows a lot about drones. Jamont knows very little about drones, almost.
Well,
we have nothing.
You're about to learn.
We're about to learn. So we have brought in a group of experts to fulfill our hour, this hour. And
right.
Let's
so
move along.
Yeah, we're going to focus on different aspects of the UAS drone industry right now, and starting with this concept of kind of why are we here. Joining us is Manny Francis and Scott Strimple of the Drone Media Group. Manny, I wanted to start with you. Because let's take our mind back 4 or 5 years or even longer, where there was absolutely no model airplane stuff here. AMA wasn't even here. There was you kids and your toys can go elsewhere. To all of a sudden, well, okay, maybe this might be a thing. So we're gonna give you a little corner, a little sandbox to go play in. To all of a sudden, now we're seeing. Wait a minute, this is a part of the aviation community, and EAA is starting to really embrace that, and you've had a big part to play in that.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure to come out and share the evolution of this unmanned industry here with what is really a historic entity here at the EAA in Oshkosh grounds. So it's been really exciting. I can tell you that in 2014, I came out here as a volunteer to do some forum sessions just about what are these drones and what are people using them for. At the time, it was largely a hobbyist community made up of mainly photographers and documentarians, videographers, and whatnot. And also some real kind of geeks out there, right? Like the unmanned
geeks.
Engineers that were playing
geeks
with
geeks and aviation? Those two don't ever mix, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it absolutely plays into the culture, the DIY culture here at EAA, where you have workshops teaching people how to weld and paint and build their own aircraft. And that's what the community was about 4 or 5 years ago. And we kind of tested the water. And we had a great reception here. People were very, very interested to learn more, maybe get their first hobby drone, mm-hmm. maybe have their first opportunity to be on a controller. And, you know, we've evolved. FPV and other simulators and things like that in the industry have really brought people in. So the evolution's been fantastic. And let's talk about what we have going on this year.
Very good. So I'm standing in front of the EA UAV showcase. I believe it's been called something different every year, too. that's kind of fun. So here we sit in the UAV showcase. And you have vendors. You have the drone cage where we can see what's going on. What are some of the highlights that you think people should come down here to see?
Absolutely. Great question. So one of the highlights, we have a returning sponsor, that is Multicopter Warehouse. They are once again a sponsor of our live drone feed and part of the pavilion. They've got the full lineup of the latest DJI drones, the Mavic, the Tello, all of the larger drones here. So you can play with them, get your hands on the sticks, and purchase a drone if you'd like from our main sponsor. Some of the exciting interactive things that we have going on. Each morning, we have an opportunity to fly with a company called Soaring Sky, some of their little drones, Tiny Whoops and whatnot, and go through a little bit of a course. And then in the afternoon, with our drone cage sponsor, Embry-Riddle University, they host an obstacle course challenge that anybody can sign up for and come in the cage and have a chance to fly.
I like to think of some of those things you mentioned as kind of the gateway drug of drone use. I've already got my kids hooked on Tiny Whoop Racing now, so
it's a blast.
It is great. So those are some of the things that are happening there. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is it Friday and Saturday at 1:30? You're going to have the 5-inch drones racing a course in here.
That is the plan.
Okay.
They've been doing so every day with volunteers.
Yeah.
But we're going to have our ringers come out on Friday and Saturday and show you how to show the course what you can do.
Sure. I think it was, 3 years ago that we had the drone racing folks down at Pioneer, I think it was, as well.
Well, we had them last year a little bit. 2 years ago, they had a good presence.
That's what
and,
it was.
And we actually simulated a race out there.
Uh-huh.
But thanks for mentioning that. Every evening down at Pioneer Park, you can go out and fly your drone in an approved area.
Really?
With the RC flyers as well.
Huh. Well, I don't go anywhere without at least a Mavic Pro, so I happen to have one of those on me, like literally. So Also joining us, though, is Scott Strimpel. Scott, you are teaching courses here. It's kind of the Part 107 boot camp. Let's take a step back, though, and talk about what is Part 107 and when and why do you need to have that?
Sure, yeah, great question. Thanks for having me, first of all. Appreciate it. What we have, basically, there's a couple ways, several ways to fly drones in the United States. One way is under the auspice of a hobby pilot. And as a hobby pilot, the FAA would say that you are operating your aircraft for pure fun and pleasure, personal enjoyment, that type of thing. If you so choose to operate the aircraft for a purpose that furthers commerce, now notice I didn't say you needed to get paid.
Gotcha.
It doesn't matter whether you're getting paid or not. It matters whether you are furthering commerce in some fashion or another. Then the FAA says you need to be a certified remote pilot, and that allows you to operate under 14 CFR Part 107, which is a set of laws for a commercial operation of a drone in the United States of America. So one of the prerequisites to obtaining that license is passing a 60-question aeronautical knowledge exam. The subject matter on that knowledge exam is predominantly manned aviation subject matter, and I'm out here as a manned aviator and a highly experienced drone pilot. I'm out here trying to help folks bridge that gap.
One of the things that I find is interesting, a lot of people that are already in aviation, general aviation, business aviation, commercial aviation, look at these darn pilots. You see all these you know, memes on the internet about, you know, drone pilots and people showing off their Part 107 license because it looks just like a Part 61 license. And, you know, they're kind of poking fun of that. But the test is, what is it? It's like 70% of what it would normally be in a private pilot plus all the drone stuff, if I remember. So it's real. It's aviation subject matter,
sure.
You know?
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, it's predominantly, I mean, if I was king, I would do it differently. Let's put it that way. But I wasn't voted king, so
this,
we're not doing it my
new,
way.
This is new. There's going to be changes.
So, but, you know, by and large, the bottom line is the manned aviation community has a very good reputation of having a tremendous safety mindset.
Mm-hmm.
The robotic Silicon Valley mindset does not,
right.
And understandably so. But when we launch something into the air and we share airspace with human lives that have a shared fate, so to speak, where their lives, their bodies are strapped to that aircraft, we need to make sure that the unmanned pilot, the remote pilot, understands the rules of the road and understands the type of airspace and what seems to them as a no-brainer why I should be able to fly in a certain place might not be if they didn't understand the rules of the road.
Along those lines, I'm a rated pilot. If I want to become a drone pilot, or is that how you call it? A drone pilot or a drone operator? What is the process then? Because I already have certificates.
Yeah. Great question. If you are a current Part 61 airman, then what that means is you have a pilot's license and you have a current flight review, then you actually don't have to know the first thing about a drone. How about that?
Yeah, that's great.
I would imagine that's one of those things that if you were king,
I would change. But so what you need to do in a nutshell is you need to go to the FAA safety website, do a little search for unmanned aircraft, and there will be a 45-minute PowerPoint presentation that on subject matter that you don't know already, which would be that germane to Part 107. You watch that. You take a open book 29-question test. Pass all those questions.
Did you say open book?
Yes,
yep.
It's open
in
book.
In aviation?
Yeah,
yep.
Right?
Wow.
And it's a kind of a cooperate and graduate type of thing,
okay.
Right? And you print your certificate, take it down to your local FISDO, show them proof of your recency of experience as a Part 61 airman. That certificate, you are now a certified drone pilot, having never even seen a drone.
That's
okay,
true.
I would guess that part of the reason that is because they are really trying to bring the manned aviation community into the drone world.
I would further that, and I think that the entire purpose of Part 107 is to make darn sure that the drone operators have knowledge of airspace,
correct.
Airspace and weather and
yep.
things like that. And I will assume that if you already have that Part 61 or better certification, that you've got that down. Now we're just going to add on the drone stuff.
Yeah.
However, correct me if I'm wrong, and I could very well be, the recurrency every 2 years that you need to have with Part 107. It's mm-hmm. the same for everybody, and that includes all of the knowledge. There's not a separate test for those that got in through the side door.
There is, well, for instance, I don't believe I need, I had to go, and as a current Part 61 airman, mm-hmm. I went online, took the recurrent Part 61 PowerPoint, which was identical, I think, to the original one. Took the same 29-question test, got my certificate. I go into the FISDO, I say, hey, I need to renew this. They go, done.
Okay, so I was wrong. So
you, however, if you're not a Part 61 right. airman, you will need to take another test. It is okay. only a 40-question test, however. It doesn't okay. include weather. It doesn't include performance and
right.
some things.
You know, sometimes the 107, the prospective 107 pilots are always like, why do I need to know this stuff?
Yeah.
And I keep harping. I'm like, well, okay, maybe the question about hypoxia is not such a big issue, but
right.
some of the human performance pieces I think are important.
Right.
You know, when you're flying this $60,000, $70,000 drone scanning power lines and there's you know, people involved that could be hurt.
And you're taking Benadryl.
And the stress and the stress of that is yeah. similar. You know, I think some of those human performance factors are valid.
I'm a big fan of – I stand up in front of lots of people around the country and I say, hey, look, I'll be the first one to tell you the physical experience of flying a drone and the physical experience of flying a manned aircraft are pretty much void of any similarities. But that's where the difference is in.
Mm-hmm.
Safety management systems, professional standards –
yep.
These type of things are identical in both
right.
worlds.
And that's something that's required of the Part 107 licensing process. So you had something you did the Part 107 boot camp yesterday, and
yep.
then again, when is that?
Yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, 8:30 right. over here in the forums, 8:30 to 2:30 basically.
And is there still room for people to get involved?
I believe so, yeah.
There are. You can log on to the EAA website and still sign up, still register. If you don't do that, you can show up in person, and mm-hmm. we'll take people if we have room, which I think we should. It's at the Aviation Gateway Park Forum at 8:30
gotcha.
Tomorrow.
Is there a cost involved?
No cost involved,
oh
but
my.
You do need to be an EAA member.
Okay. That's impressive. That class, and I teach those classes, is $1,000 ahead where I'm at.
So wow.
That is a heck of a value.
Guys, I think we ought to take a break because
yep.
it's time to do so, and then we're going to go fly drones, right?
Soon.
Cool.
Soon.
Yeehaw.
Now.
All right. Jaymont G, we're on the fly at Aviation Gateway Park, specifically at the Drone Cage. You're listening to EA Radio.